Tits on the Radio is a track from the Scissor Sisters' absolutely fabulous debut album. The perfect soundtrack to a week where overexposed fake boobs, both literal and metaphorical, and the people who love them have been much in the news. To accentuate the positive, isn't it comforting that, as one public address system commentator put it, we live in a country where the leader of the opposition can occupy the moral high ground by admitting he not only went to a strip club, but was sober enough at the time to remember both occasions quite well. If that burst of unsolicited frankness from John Key wasn't startling enough, what about the four-year-old incident involving his Australian counterpart, Kevin Rudd? Well, who would have thought Rudd had anything resembling a personality at all, let alone one that thought getting rat-faced with the editor of a New York tabloid, then going to a titty bar, then calling his wife afterwards was a good idea. Most Australians seemed relieved rather than outraged, and considering Australian political history is full of the mad, bad and dangerous to know, well, dangerous unless you're bribing them, he's as close as you're ever going to get to sainthood. Back in New Zealand, just as things were calming down on the mammary front, Wednesday saw the latest, and apparently final, boobs on bike parade down Auckland's Queen Street. And once more, the brainchild of self-described Kiwi porn king and mayoral candidate Steve Crow seemed to excite the media more than the punters, yet again. Hard to say what was a more tragic sight on that night's Three News report. The pixelated tatas on the girls, who seemed rather prone to cover their faces at the sight of a news camera, or the face of Auckland Mayor Dick Hubbard, who was beginning to look more and more like a leaky sack of saline solution himself, denouncing Auckland's day of shame. Okay, snark aside, does Hubbard have a point? Is the general public non-reaction to these events a sign of general moral decadence? Or something else? Where Messrs. Rudd and Key are concerned, most people drew a meaningful distinction between public and private lives, and that people think honesty in public figures, even when that honesty is politically risky, is a better standard for public conduct than whether they gawped at a stripper sometime last millennium. As for Mr. Crow, if any listeners have children, I'm sure you quickly learned the value of not rewarding obnoxious attention-seeking with attention. I always thought conservatives, or at least the kind of conservatism I respect, was about getting smug, collectivist busybodies out of people's affairs, even people you don't like much. Not giving those people a chance to make even bigger tits of themselves than usual.